At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
How does house sitting work? Like, if you ask someone to house sit for you, or if you're the person who does the house sitting, are you expected to get paid? Do you pay that person? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Call us if you've ever done this or experienced house sitting before, because to be honest, I've never lived in a big enough, fancy enough house anyone's ever had a house sit for. Like, no one's coming over to house sit for me. Actually,
you're like, take whatever. Right. It doesn't even matter anymore.
People like it. You don't need to sit at that house. And then that'd be like punishment for people. But if you ask someone to house sit for you, do you have to pay them? Kevin, your wife was recently house sitting for somebody.
Yeah, and the reason why she had to house sit is because it's family, and her brother not only has a couple of dogs, they have a lot of chickens.
Interesting. So that's why they have to house sit.
Yes,
I always wonder why
animals.
People need someone to watch their house. I always could. Why does anyone need a house sitter?
Plants, pool.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So yeah, right.
I don't got any of that stuff.
My wife's brother's family went on vacation, so. Sarah and my daughter spent some nights over there watching the dogs, watching the chickens. They had the run of the house. They could eat whatever they wanted to. They could, you know, use the pool. So it was kind of a, you didn't really get paid, but you got paid in, I don't know, the experience. And I don't think family pays anyway.
Interesting. And like, if you ask a family member, like whether it's to walk your dog, take care of anything, you don't have to pay them?
I agree. I don't think for family, any sort of payment, like monetary, is needed. But what makes your situation, Kevin, a little like that I would question is that is not just house sitting. Those chickens are pets. So then you're going into the avenue of pet sitting, which is way harder than house sitting because you have to be there on a schedule versus house sitting.
It's true.
You can just stop by whenever you want. But house or pet sitting, you got a lot more responsibility.
Is it a little messed up to say, hey, like, think about this from an ego standpoint. You're saying, I don't have to pay you because my house is so awesome.
I think
is that what they're saying?
I think regardless of if you're
of it like that.
Regardless of if you're family or not, I think you deserve to get paid.
Yeah.
Like, whenever my family goes out of town and we have my cousin watch our dog, we pay her.
Do you?
Yeah.
So if there are animals involved, you gotta get paid. If there's just a cool house.
If you're just watering plants, I still think that you need to get paid.
I also think it depends on the snack game. Like, if you got, like, kale chips, like, that ain't payment, okay? You got the good snacks and, like, all right.
Yeah, they got
you got
snacks.
A bowling alley in your house? Okay, cool. Then maybe your house is awesome. But I feel like, you got to have some kind of level. But, like, it's such a weird conversation. Like, hey, will you watch my house for me? Like, sure. Like, and my house is so cool that's payment enough. Like, just sitting in my presence.
Well, and does it
that's
count,
weird.
Too, that we kind of trade off, like when we go on vacation, they'll watch our house. They'll
okay,
take
well
care of our dog.
Okay, well, that makes a
I
difference.
I mean, that's kind of the way, I mean, that's, you know, and we don't have
what
chickens.
What do you got at your house that's so
and we
cool?
Really we don't even, they have better snacks.
I know. I feel you got to, if you're asking someone to do something, you got to offer something in return. Your house.
Money.
Your house, money.
I'm not doing it for free.
What if they had a bowling alley?
Even
I would do it if they had a bowling alley.
If it was your family, you wouldn't do it for free?
No, I always get paid to do stuff.
That's yeah. Crazy. Family, you just take care
okay,
of.
Okay, how does house sitting work? Does family, you're just free? Does your house have to have a certain coolness factor? Does animals in the house make a difference? 855-444-MEGA. What do you got to do when you house sit? You just sit there and look at the house? What do you do? And what does it cost you? Kevin's wife, daughter, just recently house sit for Kevin's brother-in-law, and he was like, hey, the house is yours. You get the snacks, you get the pool, and that's what payment is. Is that how it works? Like, if you ask someone to house sit for you, you got usually a nice house, so you get to run in the house, get to escape. It's like a little mini staycation.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And that's payment enough. 855-444-6342. That's 855-444-MEGA. Let's grab Christy. Christy, you had somebody house sit for you this past holiday weekend, huh?
Oh, wow.
Yep, I sure did. And I have chickens and a dog and cats, and I absolutely paid them because they have to drive to my house. Mm-hmm. They have to take time out of their holiday weekend, and I want to make sure they show up.
That's a great point.
Yeah. You got to take care of the farm. What's the going rate for house sitting? Also pet sitting, because you're going to be doing a lot for your house sitting, not just watching the house and the mail come in. What's the going rate? How much you give them?
Well, I have a lot of chickens, so I usually pay them $50 a day.
$50 a day.
Holy cow.
I thought you were going to say $50 a chicken.
Yeah. That would have been awesome.
Wow. I know. I was like, I don't know. I'll have chickens.
We will have chickens in the studio if that's the case.
I quit this job, actually. And like, what do you do for a living? I'm a house sitter.
Chicken sitter.
I actually watch these chickens, and I got $50 a chicken.
I bring them with me everywhere. Yeah,
right. I love chickens. Morgan, what do you think? Do you have to pay someone to house sit or chicken sit? Apparently, this is a thing now.
I have house sat before lots of times, including chickens.
How many people got chickens?
I didn't know this was like a big market.
Wow. Man. Hey, man, those egg prices.
Yeah, everyone got into it. When they got out of control. Damn, okay. So, Morgan, what do you charge them?
I usually get paid $50 a day, and then I also, like, they'll ask me what kind of snacks I want, and so I get free reign of their house and all the snacks that I want.
Damn, you got to send them a grocery list?
Awesome. Snacks? Man. That's a good thing to offer someone is what snacks.
Man, I would
That's better than money.
I'd put all these like good things on there that I'd never get, like snacks and stuff. Like I would just go...
You're like steak.
Yeah, I know. Like, I'm a big, actually, when I like watch TV, I really like filet mignon lobster. It's just what I do. It's just trying to snack, you know, while watching a little Love Island.